Football teams enter the home stretch as the postseason is just a handful of days away, and the Scholar Athlete Award returns for year number 36. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Two regular season games remain for football teams before Selection Sunday and the start of the postseason. Let's take you through the next couple of weeks on the gridiron. Sunday, October 27th, is Selection Sunday. The 32 teams with the most playoff points in each of the 8 11-player divisions will be divided into district pairings. In 8-player, the top 16 teams in each of the 2 divisions will qualify for postseason play. The selection show will air live on Bally Sports Detroit at 4:30 p.m. 11-player districts start November 1st, as do the 8-player regionals. Staying with 8-player, regional finals will start on November 8th, and the semifinals are Saturday, November 16th. The 8-player finals are Saturday, November 23rd at the Superior Dome in Marquette, and those games will be live on the NFHS network. In 11-player, district finals start November 8th. Regionals will be November 15th and 16th, with the 16 semifinals being played on Saturday, November 23rd. The MHSAA 11-player football finals are Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving at Ford Field. Both days will kick off at 9:30 a.m. We play the even divisions on Friday, the odd divisions on Saturday, and all 8 finals will air live on Bally Sports Detroit or Bally Sports Detroit Plus. To see your team's playoff points and where they rank within their division, check out MHSAA.com and click on football. You can also see updated pairings, schedules, and more as results roll in. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Grand Rapids West Catholic's Landon Smith. The junior made a 38-yard field goal with 1 second left in a 24-23 win over Forest Hills Eastern, which gives West Catholic at least a share of the OK White Crown. The entire Romeo girls cross country team, Romeo runners finished first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh as the team easily won their 9th straight Macomb County Championship. And Oxford running back Luke Johnson, he rushed for over 200 yards and scored 3 touchdowns in a 38-14 win over West Bloomfield, giving Oxford at least a share of the OAA Red Championship.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We've got a soccer, you make the call today. Team A has a player, number 9, in offside position. Team A's number 1 takes a shot on goal that hits the crossbar and deflects right to number 9. The player collects the ricochet, shoots, and scores. What's the call? Goal is awarded because the ball is deflected to number 9. No goal because number 9 was in an offside position and gained an advantage for being in the offside position. Or caution number 9 for being offsides and interfering with play. If you said no goal because number 9 was offsides and gained an advantage, you are correct. Play would restart with an indirect free kick for Team B from where the ball was played by number 9 of Team A.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Applications are now being accepted for the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. 32 student athletes will eventually be selected to receive $2,000 college scholarships. This is the 36th year of working with Farm Bureau on these awards. Since the 1988-89 school year, Farm Bureau has handed out more than $1 million in scholarships for the Scholar Athlete Award. Seniors with an unrounded 3.5 or better grade point average who have earned at least one varsity letter in an MHSAA-sponsored sport are eligible to apply. Everything you need to apply can be found online at MHSAA.com, and the application deadline is 4 p.m. on Friday, December 6th. Finalists will be announced in late January, the scholarship winners will be announced throughout the month of February, and the winners will be honored during the boys' basketball finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing in March. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.